The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, Dublin City Council has suggested limiting access to the deposit return scheme, where you put your bottles in, you get your money back, to people who are registered with domestic waste collection company contracts, so people who have a bin contract, as a means of dealing with opportunistic bin scavenging. The council also suggests that the DRS, which has said that they have contributed to improving litter, has made no significant difference to total street sweepings collected in the city. And Janet Horner is a councillor for North Dublin Inner City and Cathaoirleach for the Green Party. Janet, what do you make of this? Good evening to you.
Good evening. I think it's absolutely nonsense from Dublin City Council. I think it's a dreadful proposal. I think it is, once again, Dublin City Council shifting the book when they have responsibility for making sure that we have a clean city and clean streets. And we, instead of providing that, and I know I was cycling along Capel Street home from my Dublin City Council meeting on Monday night, and I took about 15 pictures of rubbish absolutely everywhere all over a city centre street. And instead of a proactive council looking to get on top of these issues, they are blaming the deposit return scheme, which by everyone's metrics, apart from Dublin City Council, has been found to be significantly reducing litter, although they are refuting that. And they are blaming very, very marginalised people who are, in some cases, surviving off this scheme. And I just find that not just ineffective, it's also just an outrageous passing the buck to some of the most vulnerable people in our society, in our communities.
Okay. I totally accept what you're saying, Janet, that Dublin City Council is responsible for cleaning up litter. But is it unreasonable that they would make moves in the direction of preventing litter? And my office, as you know, is in the city centre, and I've seen people trashing bins, trying to get things out of them, looking for you know, bottles or cans, pulling everything out. And Dublin City Council, by their own reckoning, spent last year €857,000 on bin repairs and cleanups as a result of scavenging. Is it unreasonable that they, I fully accept that they are responsible for cleaning the litter, but they're not responsible for causing the litter, and that is other people. And is it not reasonable that they might try and reduce that?
No. 100% they should be trying to reduce the litter. But I guess what I am particularly infuriated by with this proposal is that it is completely ineffective for preventing the litter. It is basically, it's a non-workable solution. And even if it was worked, it would be ineffective because, you know, it's not that hard to just pass your bottle of bags to someone else, get them to go in and return them and then take the money back off them if you don't have a bin contract yourself. But so it would have no impact on that. But what it is it's a smokescreen for Dublin City Council at the moment to say that they, to excuse their own failure to take action on the things they could be doing. I think people in Dublin are crying out. I will say, and look, you know, I am obviously very frustrated by this, but in terms of things that they are doing right and are working, we have had the bin compactors that have gone in Temple Bar, in off Capel Street and off Marlborough Street, and they are really helping to clean up some of the commercial streets around the city centre, because businesses are no longer leaving their bags out on the streets. They are bringing them to the compactors at the end of the day and making sure they are safely put away. That is making a positive difference. That is something we have looked for years. The greater enforcement measures and making sure that we are clamping down on landlords that are facilitating dumping and encouraging their tenants to dump, on people who are habitual dumpers in the area, implementing solutions to prevent seagulls and pests tearing apart bags.
And is this not just another suggestion in their armoury of ways to deal with litter, because litter is a significant problem, and most of the sort of well-intended citizens of the country that either live or work in Dublin don't like the litter, and we would prefer to see it gone, and we would be happy that Dublin City Council is cleaning it up. But it wasn't before the deposit return scheme the case that people scavenged bins and pulled them asunder and ripped them open and broke the bins and kind of pulling them apart to get the bags out from inside them. That's a new phenomenon since the deposit return scheme. And is it unreasonable that they would be looking at ways of tackling that? Because we know that people do sort of surf the bins looking for the cans and the bottles because they get the 15 cent. And if you have enough 15 cents, you know, you could make 5 or 10 quid out of it.
Yeah, and look, you know, I mean, I think a few things on that. Firstly, Dublin has had a problem with litter and dumping for years preceding it. And in general, the deposit return scheme has showed a positive impact on that litter and dumping. But of course, it is really frustrating. Any of us who are in town on a regular basis will see people sometimes carefully taking apart bins and putting rubbish back in and taking out the bottles. Sometimes very irresponsibly and very, you know, causing a massive mess in how they do it. And it is really frustrating to see it. I mean, there's a few things on that. I think they tried the rings around the bins. Yeah. They said they didn't work because people were putting rubbish in them. But again, I've been in town looking for a ring to put my bottle into and there isn't one available. So until they become normalised and they become mainstreamed, people aren't looking to expect them and they don't kind of get the habit and the behaviour.
I realise now that I've seen them.
That would be more effective.
And I didn't even know what they were. Do you know, because there was no, that I've seen them, but I didn't actually understand them. Someone has texted us, I was in Copenhagen recently and it's totally acceptable for disadvantaged people to go through the bins and find bottles and cans. They have collection rings around the public bins and disadvantaged people remove the bottles and cans from these. I think given time, people will get used to it and the people taking them will hopefully take more care. Somebody else has said this is disgusting to suggest this and hit the most vulnerable yet again. And I understand that point of view as well. Fully, I do. But do we not need to do something if it is the case that €857,000 is being spent on repairing bins that have been kind of trashed with people trying to get at the bottles? And if it isn't rings, it should be something else. Shouldn't there be a third way here rather than...
One of my suggestions in this area is as well that there would be local deposit points. So not just at the public bins, but like, you know, I guess I sometimes have cans and bottles in the house here. I don't want a queue because there's a massive queue. And it's only worth like 50 cent to me. And I'm lucky enough that that's not a huge amount for me. So I would love to be able just to leave my cans somewhere in the locality so that I know the people in the area could pick them up and use them. I think having those kind of communal areas, whether it's outside shops or something that just allows people to, if they don't want to, if there's a big queue and they say, I couldn't be bothered with that, let me just leave the bag, a small bag of cans somewhere nearby. I think facilitating that would be good. I think as well, like in all fairness, and I know some of the people and I've dealt with them directly as a councillor, the people who are going through bins are on the extreme fringes of our society and incredibly disadvantaged in a lot of ways. And in many ways, the most responsible and best things we could be doing is putting out social workers or drug treatment workers or youth workers out onto the street and actually talking to people who are going through bins and trying to say, what are the issues here and how can we better address this?
You're quite right. I am lucky enough to have never been in the position of having to scavenge a bin. So you're quite right. They are marginalised people and all that. Someone has said zip tie a metal basket for the cans to the existing bins so homeless people can simply take them out of that without scattering the bin. Isn't this probably solvable with a clever redesign of bins rather than anything else?
And I think it's just, there's a culture in Dublin, you know, we've never, our bins, every time we have a nice sunny day and it's quite warm today, you will see bins overflowing because people are out and about and, you know, all over the city and they'll be having their lunch outside, they'll probably be having drinks outside later this evening and leaving things scattered around. I think that there's far more people in our city that don't have that kind of responsible attitude towards making sure they clean up their mess and they move it away with them than just people scavenging bins, but also Dublin City Council ultimately is the ones that has to make that system work. It is not acceptable for them to be looking to shift the blame onto individuals and onto kind of litter.
You're right to an extent, but there is such a thing as personal responsibility. We cannot say because people feck their rubbish everywhere and break our bins and scavenge in our bins, irrespective of the reason for them doing that, that is all the responsibility of other people. We all have a certain amount of agency and autonomy in the world, all of us. And you can't completely deny the responsibility of the people throwing the litter around and trashing the place as well. It can't be, you know, all or nothing. There's a shared responsibility. There's a responsibility on the part of the council for cleaning up. But should we not also say to people, this is disgusting. You shouldn't be doing that. And I know you said you've seen people carefully picking through bins. I have actually never seen anyone carefully picking through bins, but I have seen people ripping the bins apart and leaving everything all around the bins scattered.
Yeah, look, I mean, of course, people need to act responsibly and it isn't fair and it isn't legal, I would say, to be like scattering rubbish all over the street like that. But I guess what I am incensed by this proposal is Dublin City Council trying to deny all of their responsibility in this space. and try to shift it completely onto others. I want them to share responsibility. I want them to do the things that we've been crying out for as a city and as representatives for the city for years, to try to actually take moves that would really make a difference and stop us being like living with rubbish strewn about our streets on a daily basis. And rather than blaming others, I want them to step up and do the things they need to do.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.